I guess we'll begin with the Milsa de Bichusa, since Rabbi Elshin spoke about sheets. And not on my bed. So remind me of a story that I heard from Rabbi Yochanan Gerelich, Zechatzadi de Bracha, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Sabin Yitzel Chanan. He's the Talmud of the Brisker Rav. So he told me that there was a great gadol in Cincinnati, Rabbi Lezer Silva, Zechatzadi de Bracha. Rabbi Lezer Silva was the chief rabbi of Cincinnati. And when he would travel, so often he had a driver, and then when they go through a toll booth, so once the driver said to the toll booth attendant, "You know who I have in my car? I have Rabbi Silva, the chief rabbi of Cincinnati." So Rabbi Silva said, "No, not correct, the chief rabbi of the United States." So he said, "Oh, chief rabbi of the United States?" He said, "No, and Canada." But that's not the story. So Rabbi Silva didn't trust anybody shechita. He was a sheikh himself. Sheikh means he was involved in slaughter. Not slaughtering human beings, but slaughtering animals. Ritual abattoir. He was involved with abattoirs. They're learning kula now, this year. Some people in the kolo. Anyway, so he didn't trust anyone shechita. So he would come to people's homes, and he would have a bulky pocket, and in that pocket was a geshochene shtigelfleisch. It was a piece of meat that he shechted. So he takes out of his pocket in someone's home, in the home of his hostess, a geshochene piece of flesh. So she said to him, "Nicht auf mein Teller, not on my plates." That reminded me of Rabbi Olshin's story with his sheets. Rabbi Eichmann, you didn't get it. Oh, you missed Rabbi Olshin. Ika chasim and asefer. Anyway, among the experiences in my life that I had. So when I was a youngster, I mentioned this, and I give a shiur for those who are not aware, on Monday from 6:10 to 7, we need some advertisement. So Monday, 6:10 to 7, that was like last night, I said a very nice shiur on Inyanei HaParsha. I spoke about Hakaras HaTov, and generally that's for the whole yeshiva, so you're all cordially invited. hopefully you'll be in attendance. So among the experiences that I had in my lifetime, I had the three exposures to three Gdolei Yisrael that to me left a massive impression in my life. When I was 13 years old, on Friday, I had no school. I went to MTA. MTA is Yeshiva University High School. I think there we have some graduates here of MTA, do we?
Fine.
Baruch Hashem. You and I are compatriots. Anyway, so we went to MTA. MTA had no school on Friday. We had school on Sunday. You was on Sunday, but you only had till 12 o'clock. I had till 3:15. And it all interfered with the Giant games. And my brother, Zuchen Levracha, had a box seat in Yankee Stadium. So the Limudei Kodesh part I did attend, Rabbi Schneider, don't be chushing me. However, Limudei Chol, I was off in the Yankee Stadium, the box seat side, first base side of Yankee Stadium. Because the Giants were more of interest to me than, shall we say, a math class or some other kind of class given by I don't know whom, etc. So I held that was Potter, because I issued the mitzvah, Potter and a mitzvah. So Sugi and Suga, that Chafei. So I was involved in one mitzvah, and therefore I could not be involved in another mitzvah. Again, obviously, Amy Arvin Simcha b'Simcha. Anyway, so on Friday we had no school. Is that the case today? What do you do on Friday? B'shlof Tagan Tzatom? Sleep the whole day. What about Zman Kriya Shema Zman Tfila? Anyway, so my father didn't know what to do with me. I'm not sure that Shina during Mea Chol, against the Mishnah Pirkei Avos and a few other Chazals about not sleeping during the day. But anyway, so my father didn't know what to do with me. So he told me I should go to hear Rabbi Pam. Rabbi Pam? Rabbi Pam was with Shiva Tarvadas. So at the age of 13, I get in the train in New York City. There are trains in New York City. At that time, they were, a fair amount of graffiti on the trains, but there was a mayor, a famous mayor in New York City. He's actually now a well-known lawyer to a fake tweet president. So he's a lawyer for that president. You know what I'm talking about? What's his name? Giuliani. He's outstanding, fantastic. They used to have the squeegee people in my day. You know what the squeegee people were? You're driving, and all of a sudden you stop at a red light, and they basically do some squeegee on your windows because they're a little dusty. And then they demand for you $1, $5. You don't give it to them, they smash your windshield. That's what used to go on. And Giuliani eliminated that. I was recently actually at two chasidas, both in Little Italy. One was in Venetian near Garfield, New Jersey. The whole area, mamish, I don't know how to describe it. Maybe this is a little bit not PC. Rabbi Elsher will tell me it's not PC. I'm driving rather through areas, and then suddenly I come to Little Italy. Wow, totally protected where the hall is. And then the other hall was actually not Venetian, but Marina de Lorraine. It actually, they refurbished it. Beautiful, gorgeous, mind-boggling. Wow, the schmorg there, wow. It was like Papagayo's writ large. Anyway, so why am I telling you? Look, I'm a little protected that entire area. So these squeegee people used to hang out, and they would do their job. They would just smash windshields if you didn't let them do their thing. And Giuliani, Baruch Hashem, the great mayor, who was the Gadol Hador, he eliminated all this. Wow. Okay, so now on Friday, back to Friday. What did I do on Friday? My father sent me throughout Pompey. I'm 13 years old. Get on the train. Tor B'Das was in Williamsburg. Tor B'Das, name of Yeshiva. In Williamsburg. Recently, a new Rosh Yeshiva appeared on the scene. Hagoyin Rabbi Yitzchak Lichtenstein, a son of Moreno Harav, Hagoyin Havaran Lichtenstein Zatzal, the son-in-law of Rav Soloveitchik. He's a grandson of Rav Soloveitchik. Takes me 2 hours to get to Tor B'Das in the Bronx. I go there, and who's sitting there at the shmooze? Abrechim. Guys who learned the Kollel in Tor B'Das, they're in their 20s, and the like. And I'm 13 years old. Rabbi Palm sees me, and he puts me right in front of him. Like this little pipsqueak coming here. And it's in Yiddish, which I happen to understand. I grew up in Yiddish. And so the shmooze takes place in Yiddish. And after the shmooze, and I went there for a number of years to that shmooze, every single Friday, I would go out and have some pizza, hang out a little bit in Brooklyn, and then come back in about 2 hours. And that's how my father, Olav Hashom, got rid of me on Friday, because I was a shtickle rebellious character. And had a lot of rebellious antics in me, and had to be controlled, and that's how he controlled me, by directing me to one of the Dodi Ador. That was one massive influence in my life. And later on, I got to know Rabbi Palm much, much better. He already knew me. Rabbi Palm used to come to Toronto. Toronto, Aaron is in Canada. There's a city called Toronto. You probably never got past where you live. You live in what?
I've heard of it.
You've heard of Toronto, yes. Canada is like the 51st state. Anyway, so the... I mentioned when I came to Toronto, I announced that after being a week there, that the history of Canada began with the War of 1812 and ended with the War of 1812. Anyway, so they didn't like me too much over there. But the, so I went to Rabbi Pan. Years later, I was lucky to be in Eretz Yisrael. In 1971-72, I heard another Gadol. I used to go once a week to this Gadol. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, to hear his shmuzin. Maybe I'll share a little bit if I get to it. It's Hashem today. Also a massive influence on my life. Very powerful. At that time, the Mir Yeshiva were 300 guys in the entire Mir Yeshiva. In 71, 72. Today, there are how many? I don't know. Thousands in the Mir Yeshiva. A lot of Anglos in the Mir Yeshiva. And these were major influences in my life. However, unquestionably and indubitably, the most significant individual, personality that I was zochet to hear in my lifetime was Moran HaRav Zatzal, Hagoyin, Rabbi Yisidev, Halevi Salavichik. And I heard him, Baruch Hashem, I was lucky to be in the shir. I sat there in the shir. I'm thinking I'm worthy to be a Talmud of his, but I did sit there in the shir a fair number of years. I was in Boston. I used to literally follow him around. It's like my guru in many, many respects. Many universities I heard him lecture. And in Boston, on Motzei Shabbos, there's a nice sefer that's called Darash Rosh Yosef. I actually know the Mechaber. And there he more or less... says over the pashas that he heard from Rav Soloveitchik. And that's what I'm going to share with you this morning. One of the yesodos that I heard from the Rav and was really absolutely enamored of this yesod. Going to the Rav Shia was the highlight of my, literally probably of my lifetime. I lived in St. Louis, Missouri in the from 1981 to 84. It was towards the tail end of Rav Soloveitchik's career, unfortunately. And I used to drive in St. Louis to New York several times a year. On the yard side, Gimel Shvat, and Ben Kessel Asar. Aser Simechuba, it was approximately how many hours of driving? 22, 23 hours of driving. And I told my children, you're not using the washroom for 3 days. Only 2 pit stops. And otherwise, we don't stop at all. Et cetera, you have to become Malachi Ashores, Azir Yom Kippur, where the Pirkei Avos describes as the Ramban Chumash quotes it, we're like Malachi Ashores, Malachim, angels. So no pit stops are necessary. Human needs are to be more or less done away with. So I drove, and the shiur was, I don't know how to describe it. On the way back, I didn't have to drive. It was Uber all the way. Al Kanfei Nishora. You know Kanfei Nishora? I was on the pinions of eagles. The car was self-driven. I had been elevated to such heights, rhapsodic heights of ecstasy, there was no need to drive. So now I'm going to share with you a tidbit of a several-hour shiur that I heard in Yiddish. That's actually found in Darash Yosef. I'm not trying to publicize the Sefer, although I just heard it was reprinted by Urim. Kafne Amali, HaShavua. So that's a Sefer, that's Kedai. I'm not making any money out of this, trust me. Thank God I didn't lose any money, but I'm not making any money. So take a look here in the sheet in front of you, and you will see the following. We'll just try to summarize what should take several hours in about 15 minutes of sorts. There's a mitzvah of Shuvah that we're all familiar with. And there's a very famous pasuk that many people are wont to say before the Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv, during the period of time of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the pasuk says, Ki bayom hazeh yichaper aleichem v'tayar eschem mikol chatzoseichem v'nei Hashem titoru. How you read the pasuk, there are two ways of reading the pasuk. It's a pasuk Shein l'achreya, among the several pasukim in Tanakh, Shein l'mechreya. So here the Mishnah, on the upper right-hand corner, there are two Mishnayos. One Mishnah says, Aver shivinam namakom Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur atones for averos between man and God. Aver shivinam mechabero, ein Yom Kippur mechaper shiratzis chabero. An aver between man and man, Yom Kippur is not mechaper, till what? Till you ask forgiveness from your friend. How do we know that? The Gemara, the Mishnah refers to a pasuk, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And as I said, the pasuk can be read in one of two ways. But the way he reads the pasuk, Ki vayom hazeh yichaper aleichem, on this day, on Yom Kippur, Hashem will offer you atonement, letayar eschem, to purify you, mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem. That's the way he reads the pasuk. Chatoim, that you committed, lefnei Hashem means, bein odom lamokom, Yom Kippur will be mechaper. So he's medayik, chatoim bein odom mechavero, between man and man, if I, chas v'sholom, cause you a grievance, if I aggrieve you, you are the aggrieved party, I say something to you that's inappropriate, I do something to you that's inappropriate, so what's the din? That Hashem will not forgive me, unless I ask you for forgiveness. That's what the Mishnah says here. Last year we learned Baba Kama in the Yeshiva. So there's a Mishnah Baba Kama, other side. The Mishnah says, in Achove, Achove l'chaveru chai v'chamisha dvorim, someone who, God forbid, if I go ahead and decide to pummel my friend, whenever I use the word pummel, I'm reminded of a story of Aaron Lichtenstein. I was in the Aaron Lichtenstein Shia in 1968, 1969, 1970, 1971. So Aaron Lichtenstein tells the following story. I only say it because of the word pummel. What does it mean to pummel?
Beat up.
Beat up, a punch. Excellent. Aaron tells a story that when he was in Eastern Parkway in Yeshiva, as a kid, or no, I think he was in fourth grade, so there was a massive plate glass window. And one of his classmates, who was apparently hyperactive, as generally young children tend to be, here in Eretz Yisrael they call them Chayes HaKadosh. Helig HaChayes. I have, Baruch Hashem, a fair number of Helig HaChayes grandchildren, and the yeshiva, Tara Shvaga, is not short of Helig HaChayes. I don't know about the Kadosh, but the Chayes we have. Hopefully they become Kadosh as well, along the way. You become Chayes HaKadosh, because that's really what it's all about. And you do become that, Baruch Hashem. We have now a lot of Kodesh people who lost the Chayes and became Kodesh. I see them all the time at weddings. I'm under a wedding under the chuppah. I see these two guys. I say, I don't believe they were Shana'al students in our yeshiva. Not possible. They're today B'nai Torah. Outstanding. Like all of you are going to become. Master Talmidei Chachamim, who flog you. Anyway, where was I at? I'm getting to the pummel. That's what I want. So there's a plate glass window, massive one in the room where their fourth graders are. The Rebbe walks out for a few moments, and one of his compatriots gets into a fight with one of his chaverim and breaks the plate glass window, which probably is $1,000. The Rebbe comes back, and the Rebbe says, "Vehotzu brachem de fenster? Who broke the window?" In Yiddish, of course, everything's Yiddish. Who broke the window? So Abayah Lichtenstein told us, he's a fourth grader. He's thinking, am I obligated to reveal who broke the window? So he says to himself like this. According to this Tosfos above, Asra, I'm probably not mechuyev to reveal it. But according to Chafetz Chaim Shmiras Haloshen, I'm mechuyev to reveal it. So he says, Der hatas ketod. That guy did it. He says, after class, the entire class pummeled me unceremoniously. Zeh Haloshen. I have it in my notes. Pummeled me unceremoniously. So for years I was wondering, why did they pummel me? Why was he beaten up? Obviously, they held like the taste of Bava Asra. So we have a Mishnah in Bava Kama, upper left-hand corner. Mishnah says, Hachayla b'chadero, chay v'chamisha dvarim. If I, God forbid, hit someone, I'm obligated to make monetary restitution, nezek, tzar, ripui, shevis, boshes. What does the Mishnah say here? Abba Mishnah noisin, though, I gave you monetary restitution. What must I do? I have to ask Mechila. And the Mishnah calls Tukit. So Rabbi Soloveitchik noted they have two Mishnayos. One in Yuma, upper right hand corner, that Hashem only forgives Ben Adam, Namokam, Nabin Adam, Chavera, unless you ask for Mechila. And the Mishnah Baba Kama. Why the need for two Mishnayos? Below, you have the two Rambams, in Hilchot Shuba and in Hilchot Chebel Amazik. I can't read them because I'm constrained by time. Rav Avadya, Zatzal, you know Rav Avadya? Of course you know Rav Avadya. The Gadol HaDor, Chacham Avadya, Slicha. So Chacham Avadya, Zatzal, always writes, Ma Shehalev Choshek, Hapnai Oshek. That's like Hebrew, Lashon HaKedosh. Even though I want to go and become more expansive, Yosef Ma Shehalev Rotzolino, Hapar Rotzolahonik, but I can't do it. I'm constrained by time. So I don't have more than 10 minutes left. So I'll try my best. So there are two Rambams. The Rambam in the Hilchot Teshuva quotes the Mishnah in Yuma. I can't read it. It's a very lengthy Rambam. But essentially he tells you the assault that Yom Kippur is only mechaper and what averos? Bein Adam Lamoko. You'll read it. You notice I underlined it? Many years ago my children taught me that you have to underline things. So now half my Shas is underlined. I don't, can't even recognize one line from another. It's all on the line. So, Mahilah Chacham Takanosim, I don't know. But anyway, so you have the Ram Hilchot Teshuva that tells you the Mishnah in Yuma. On the other side, Chevel Amazik, the Ram quotes the Mishnah in Baba Kama. And again, the question, why the need for two Mishnayos? Isn't that tautological? Meaning, redundant, repetitive, unnecessary, extra. Is that sufficient? And Rav Soloveitchik answered the question in the following way. The way Brisk is always answer questions. Two Mishnayos, two Rambams, what does it mean? Tvei dinim. Kol HaTorah Kula, Tvei dinim. I remember when I learned in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, in Itri, the Rosh Yeshiva, Hagoyin Amorachai Elephants Atzal, he would say a shiur probably once a week. He would ask 100 kashas, and then he would answer every 101 kashas, tvei dinim. So there was a goyin among the Rosh Yeshiva, was zeichet to have all the Rosh Yeshiva were goyinim. They had a mizrach van, each one was a bigger goyin than the other. But among the goyinim there was a young goyin, Hagoyin Avtzi Koshelevsky, Shashem Yarech Yomo. So Hagoyin Avtzi Koshelevsky would start up with the Rosh Yeshiva. He would say a whole shtickle tale, Tvei Dinim, which didn't always answer the 100 kashas that were asked. Great kashas. And he would start up with it. He was the youngest. And who defended the Rosh Yeshiva? Hagoyin Rosh Shmuel Auerbach. Zatzal. He was the Rosh Kodol. The son of Rosh Shmuel Zalman Auerbach. He would always defend the Rosh Yeshiva. And Hagoyin Rosh Shmuel Fischer, Shlita, Yibad Chaim Ma'ukim, would defend the Rosh Yeshiva. So I once went over to him, why do you always feel the need to defend the Rosh Yeshiva? Ratzik Kushalevsky, his kashas seemed to be quite good. So he's asking the Rosh Yeshiva. They said, what? He's a Shiva. We have to defend him. So our Soloveitchik, to be Miyashiv, these two Mishnayos, he said, these are two totally separate dinim. And if you look at the language, that's what he proved it. From the language of the Mishnayos and the language of the Rambam, especially more so than the language of the Mishnah. What is a din called Mechila? What does it mean, Mechila? When I ask you for Mechila, the Rav used to say, Erev Yom Kippur, he get tens and tens of phone calls, people asking him for Mechila. Why? Why are they asking for Mechila? Because they either said something against him, or they said something about him, and the like, and they, so the Rav didn't bother asking them, why? No, right away he granted them mechila. Ein makom le'stapik. Miyad, they get mechila. I always tell over this story that I witnessed myself. I'm at a Truma Dasha about Soloveitchik, which was fantastic. Beyond fantastic. He doesn't need my haskama. Doesn't need my imprimatur, my approval. I'm going out. This time I was going out with an older Rav. I used to take an older Rav. Rabbi Moshe Schneider, Zechitzad Livrach, Agoyim. He learned the Chavusa with Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, his father. Rabbi Alter Shmulevitz, in Stuchi. That's the name of the city. Like Rekha Bikhegev. Anyway, so. He learned the Chavusa with Rabbi Alter. So I took him. So there was one shear that he didn't like. And after 15 minutes, he starts asking Kashrut Rabbi Shaber. We used to come there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I had to sit there with him for 6 hours, Rabbi Reichman, in order to make sure that I have the front seat in the auditorium, in the airport. So he sits there the first year, and he doesn't like it. After 10 minutes, he starts up Rabbi Shaber, and the Rav says to him, Rabbi Meisha, he knew him apparently. Zayt Rurig. Be quiet, basically. I'm saying, the shear, you're a guest. He wasn't quiet. He's a goyin. He kept asking kashyas, and finally he says to me, "Genug shein, ich hab gehört genug, mir geht weg." We're going out. We're leaving. I had to leave the shia. I actually put a brown bag over my head. I was so embarrassed in front of 2,000 people. I had to slink out of there. No, boy. Next year he calls me up, Rabbi Moshe Schneider, Rabbi Avishai, ich will gehen noch einmal to the shia. I said, "Why do you want to come again to the shia? Last year you walked out, I looked like a criminal." No, I had to come. We come again to the shia. And this time he loves the shia. Every 20 minutes he says, "Good gesagt." You're saying, well, you're on target. Good gesagt. Effect good. Result good. On and on and on. After the shia, he says, "Kuf, lom again. Midafem kushim." He goes up to Rabbi Shaber, he hugs him and kisses him. We go out of the shia, and towards the back of the auditorium, we go outside. There's a guy with, apparently, he came with his girlfriend. And he says to her, "Did you hear what JB said?" JB is the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Shaber. So this little Amesha Schneider is a tall guy. Almost as tall as Gabe. Gabe Leifer. He got a lot of. Anyway, so he. This little guy says, he says to this tall guy with his girlfriend, "Was hat ihr gesagt? What did you say?" He says, "I'm telling my girlfriend what JB said." He jumps up and smacks him across the face. I saw it myself. I was shocked. By the way, he's holding on to me for dear life the whole time. Driver. He was worried I'm going to run away. Don't worry, I wanted to run for my life from this guy. Rabbi Reichman Shlita knows who this is. The father of Rabbi Shlomo Schneider from Atisela. Said, "You gave me the sefer." Bekitzer, I was shocked. He smacked him across the face. So I thought this guy was going to pulverize this little Rabbi Moshe Schneider, the Gadol Hador, a goyin adir. He tells the guy, tells this guy, "You come with me itzter to bed mechila for Rabbi Shaber. You're coming now with me to ask mechila from Rabbi Soloveitchik because of what you said." So he said, "I'm not going anywhere." He says, he takes him by the hand. Everyone's watching. And of course, he has me by my left hand holding on like he's worried about losing his driver. And he schleps me all the way to the front. And there's a whole tumult going on there. And everyone's watching this. We get to the front to Rabbi Shaber. And Rabbi Shaber right away sees something is happening. And he says, "Amesha, Zeit ruhig. God is not geschehen. Nothing happened. Don't get excited." He tells him, "Nein, that's not happening. He has to say something. He apologizes to Rabbi Shaber. So later on, he asks, "Amesha Schneider, I don't stand. Last year, I come out like a criminal out of the shia. I slunk out of the shia. You didn't like the shia. Now you love the shia. And then you go do this whole business." He said, "What? Mevazeh the Gadol Hador? To disgrace the Gadol Hador by calling him by a nickname?" This is what influenced my life. These kinds of stories. I didn't learn much Torah because I wasn't, as intellectually acute as you are. Anyway, back to the shia. I still have 5 minutes. So there are two dinim. One din is called mechila. You know what mechila means? If I cause you something which is inappropriate, do something inappropriate, I have to ask for mechila. If I'm celebrating, people ask them for mechila every Yom Kippur. But that's not sufficient, apparently. It says here, I'm not going to read the Rosh and the Mordechai, but on the second side of the page, the Rav used to quote And number nine, the Rav was very fond of this Paitan. The Paitan says, Yom Kippur is a day, left hand corner. Yom Simas Abba Bereus. Yom Azivas Kinner Betachus. What is Yom Kippur a day of? We have to abandon jealousy, competitive edge. A day where we become friendly, chaverim, yedidim, reyim. So the Rav said, what's the marker for that? The marker for that is the second Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Not the Rambam, Mechevel Mazik. Not the Mishnah Nachevel. That's talking about Mechila. Mechila means where I ask you forgiveness. The Rambam here speaks about Pius and Ritzui. We have to once again become literally one. We have to become one nation, one Kol Yisrael. How do we do that? By asking you, by being Mephias you. Not just asking you for a pro forma kind of forgiveness, but really, meaningly. Meaning a heartfelt kind of situation where I honestly become your chavir again. This is the avoda for the shalom. Not just mechila, not just a perfunctory mechila, not just a superficial mechila, not just verbal mannerisms, but a heartfelt ritzui and pius. We're all one. Our Soloveitchik thought that Yom Kippur has a number of names. No one says piyutim. Rabbi Reichman, you and I are probably the last people to say piyutim. Nechoshev kitzog b'isoy. He dabbles. Dechesh b'tiluvei akadosoy. V'nadisho b'tzeme osor kodosh. You say that. Do you not? Or you stop saying that too. Here they say a taktir. A slichas b'ha'ach. I started up with the Rosh Kodom. Don't you worry about it. He's happy when I don't dabble here. Anyway, the kids said, so the... everything is taktir. Everything is abbreviated. Why is Yom Kippur called Tzom? The answer is a fast day. Does the Tzom mean a fast day? Tzom, the pasuk in Zechariah. So in Masiri, the Gemara Shoshana. The Rav thought the word Tzom is related to a word in Shir Hashir. Mibad Tzamasech. Mitzama refers to a braid. How do you make braids? By taking strands of hair and plaiting them together. P-L-A-I-T, not P-L-A-T-I-N-G. P-L-A-I-T-I-N-G. Plaiting them together. Putting a bunch of saras together. Didn't bring that Gemara Shabbos. So what do? You plait a lot of hairs together. The Gemara says twice in Shas. In Krisus and elsewhere. Called tiny shame of the pressure you sell ain't a tinyus. That what do we do on Yom Kippur night? We say, Onu matirin lehispalel im ha'avar yonim. People who are pushing, they all come together. How are they able to come together? The answer is because of pius and ritzui that we do before Yom Kippur. In Chodesh Shelo, Aser Shemei Tshuva, we become one nation, one unit. Achdus. That's the second din that the Rambam has here in Hilchos Tshuva. This is the avoda that we have to do in Chodesh Shelo. Not just mechila, but pius and ritzui. You have to become chaverim. And where is a better place for people to become chaverim than a yeshiva? Just like the Gemara says in Chagigah, Yerushalayim ir shechuba layachtov. A yeshiva is a place where we all become chaverim. Chaverim ledeya, as the Rambam writes in the Mishnah, k'nei l'chol chaver. Chaverim ledeya, what deya? L'das es Hashem, to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. And how do we know the Ribbono Shel Olam? What better way to know the Ribbono Shel Olam? By learning, b'fan ha'nichtav, b'fan ha'nechtav. That's the ideal. I can't scream as loud as Rabbi Reichman. No matter what I do, how I try. Rabbi Reichman is like, k'nei l'Hashem, shev ha'ozim. The seed is that can break the walls. But I'm trying. The Kol HaTorah, that's what you hear from Rabbi Reichman and all the other Rabbeim in the Yeshiva. Kol HaTorah! That's the Chaberus, that's the Chebershav that we develop in the Yeshiva. And that's the Chedesh Elul. And Halabai, that Chebershav should lead to Mechila, Pitzui, Pius, Ritzui. And Ribbono Shel Olam should be Mezakeh all of us, all of Kol Yisrael, with a wonderful year of Hatzlach and Brach and Limud HaTorah. And here we are, amen.